Welcome to the ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants. Ultra is a leading independent enterprise software consulting firm serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Hosted by Ultra's founder and CEO, Jeff Carr, the ERP Insights podcast shares expertise that helps project teams achieve sustained business transformation. Here's your host, Jeff Carr.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the value of ERP to businesses in 2018. I break out the value question into three distinct categories. One, productivity. Number two, information. And number three, management of assets. So let me break it down into each one of those three categories. The first one is productivity. What I've noticed over the past decade is that manufacturing and distribution companies have really reduced their organization overhead to the bone. They've cut out about as much fat as they can in terms of overhead or white-collar workers, if you will. So they have very limited resources to perform their day-to-day business functions in order to optimize their margins and their profits. As such, one of the key focuses on these companies should be to improve the efficiency and productivity of that team. Very critical to manufacturing and distribution companies as they try to grow and try to be more competitive and more profitable. So the productivity of the workforce, not necessarily your shop floor workforce, but your back office or your white collar workforce. Those are the people that are involved in marketing and sales and customer service and inventory planning, supply chain quality, production scheduling, costing, finance, logistics, etc. So I'll talk about many of those as we go through this presentation. So we want to make the team more efficient. We want them, by doing this, what we want to do is we want to be able to eliminate redundancy, streamline the business processes, eliminate paper, reduce the time to handle transactions. I would venture to say that improving the white-collar headcount productivity by 25% is a very reachable goal. So as you look at individual systems, I want you to think about looking at them from that point of view. What is going to be the productivity and the efficiency improvement in my organization if I buy this system? And then what is that value to my company? I'll give you an example. I was working with one company that had a very high dollar per employee, yet they wanted to make improvements in that, and that is why they were looking at ERP solutions. They basically looked at solutions that could eliminate redundancy, reduce overhead, et cetera. So they were able to grow the business by 100%, yet increase that overhead allocation by only 20%. So dramatic increase in margins. So as we look at productivity, I mentioned redundant entry, reduced time handling transactions. We see a lot of waste when we look at current state. Also, a paperless environment, a workflow type of environment, where I could basically process a transaction without paper. So I'm going to communicate with the clients and prospects and customers without paper. I'm going to give them the information they seek in a wireless, in an electronic form. And I'm going to get rid of all that paper pushing. And I'm going to be able to process transactions and get approvals electronically. So I'm really not only improving the productivity, but I'm improving the velocity of the business. All of those are very key parts of this. Now, let me move on to another part, and that's information. Information is vital for these companies to progress and grow and be successful. So information is very vital to being competitive. Very vital to be profitable. You've got to have good information as to where the sales are coming from. Where are the cost challenges that you have? What is your supply chain, et cetera? So by providing a new information system that has more data available to you in different forms and different views, your people are going to be more successful because they'll be able to interpret that information easier and faster in order to make decisions to be more profitable. And then the third area we have is really managing assets. And I break the managing assets into subcategories. First of all, one asset is revenue, of course. So how do I do that? I improve my customer-facing tools. I'm therefore improving my customer satisfaction. That's going to drive more revenue. I'm going to basically have more information on my website that's going to give customers and more information faster about your business. Also, managing assets is about managing customer satisfaction. How can I give my customer more information faster? I've found that many times people are looking at new systems because their competitors are catching up or getting ahead of them in customer satisfaction. In other words, they are implementing tools that are making their customers more satisfied with their service, their value add. The supply chain is another very important part of your assets. It's your inventory, whether it's in transit or whether it's in your inventory or whether it's to be ordered. Understanding that supply chain and having tools that help you understand it and be able to communicate electronically and faster with your suppliers should help you be able to reduce that. There's a lot of scheduling tools, a lot of inventory tools, a lot of demand planning tools that can take you to another level of management of that whole supply chain. And then we also have production, which is another one of your assets, which is your resources on the shop floor, your labor, your machinery, equipment, and having tools to help you better manage that. And lastly is your costs. What are your costs? How are they? And how are they compared to your estimates? Are you doing a good job of that? Do you have that broken out into detail? Can at the end of a job, you easily compare your cost, your actual cost to your estimates and be able to find out whether you've made money or lost money and whether or not your cost estimates are being done correctly. So to summarize, we've looked at improving productivity and efficiency. We've looked at information and we looked at managing assets. Generally, when I talk to companies and I look at those three areas in their business, we can easily begin to identify the value of each one of those and being able to quantify that so that we can not only justify the new system, but set targets for it that's going to help us drive improvements in our customers' business. That's the conclusion of our episode. Again, please pay attention to our website and look for our next podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining today's ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants, leading independent enterprise software consultants serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Check ultraconsultants.com/ERP Insights soon for a new podcast episode with your host, Jeff Carr.